Hello.
Hi, my name is Felicia. Returning your call
Yes.
back from customer care as you requested. How can I help you?
Hi, I just was calling because I saw a charge come through my husband and I's bank account, and I wasn't sure who this was. Can you tell me what company you represent?
We are a call center, and I'm
Oh,
returning
dear.
your call back to you as you requested, but I can pull your account and tell you which company the charge is through.
Oh, that would be great. Do
May I
you
have
need
your
the
zip
phone
code,
number?
please?
Yes, it's 98902.
And your first and last name?
Okay, it would be under my husband's name, which is Randy.
And can you verify the address for me?
Yeah, 3608 Logan Lane.
Okay, thank you. And I have the email is yakiman70@msn.com.
That's correct.
Okay, please hold while I pull that order for you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, thank you so very much for holding. I see where Mr. Randy completed a survey to have the toolbox ordered for that sweepstake offer, and he paid the $7.95 on October 29th.
Okay. Hold on just a second, Felicia, if you would. I'm going to put you on speakerphone with my husband because I don't think that he's aware of what he did. So hold on just a moment here. Okay, Felicia.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so it looks like you completed a survey.
I don't know,
You did a
maybe. I don't
sweepstake offer for the toolbox, which was $7.95.
$7.95 for a toolbox.
That
That
doesn't
was
make
a
any sense.
sweepstake entry fee.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you completed the survey, that also enrolls you into a monthly membership, which is $56.95, Mr. Shannon.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, with what company?
We're a call center, so I'm only returning your call back to you from the company that you ordered from.
Right, but what did we enroll in? I mean, what did he
The
enroll in?
membership, it gives you a voucher valued at $125. And that can be used at the online shopping discount store with the company that you did the survey with.
Okay. Well, I'll let him speak for himself, but I think he inadvertently didn't read the fine print and
Do you want me to
doesn't
go ahead
want
and
this.
cancel the account?
Yeah, he doesn't want this offer, so can we get the money refunded to us, please?
I can cancel the account. The company have a no refund policy, but as a courtesy to you guys, I can apply a 35% courtesy refund and have it credited back within 3 to 5 business days for you.
Well, I think what we'll do then is we'll just take the matter up with our bank and file a
Okay.
fraud claim.
Okay,
Yeah,
we have
because.
documentation to show that the order was placed. We have a copy of
Yeah,
the
but
IP
you.
address. So they'll explain to you that the charge is valid.
Let me talk.
Go ahead.
Okay?
I'm listening.
There was no mention anywhere when I did that of anything about being enrolled in anything.
Well, your
So
wife
that's
mentioned that you
fraud.
may have
That's fraud.
inadvertently
No.
not read over your terms, Mr. Randy, and that's what it seems like when you place the order because it asks you before you put the card number in if the terms were read in full and do you authorize that membership charge. So I'm guessing that you did
No,
not read over the terms.
it did not. It did not.
I read the terms every single day, Mr. Randy, so I am aware that they are there. Now, what I can do as a one-time courtesy is I can apply a
No,
VIP
that's fraud.
rate and get you
That's
a
fraud.
50%
I
refund.
want my money back.
Listen to what she's offering.
What you're gonna give me like
Because your
what,
bank will
35?
decline your dispute, I can get you a VIP rate to get you a 50% refund, but that's the most that I can do because this charge is valid, sir.
No,
And
that's
your
okay.
bank will
We're gonna
explain the
take it up.
same thing to you.
No, we're gonna take it up with fraud with our bank because that's
Okay, let me
fraud.
give you your cancellation number. We can provide them a copy of the IP address where the order came through. So what I'll do
There
is
was
I'll issue
never
a
one
temporary
mention
refund.
anywhere. There was never
the bank will explain it to you otherwise, Mr. Randy.
Anything about joining anything. That's
you didn't read over the terms deception. And conditions, sir.
Not gonna get anywhere.
I'm going to give you a confirmation number to write down. Do you have a pen
yes,
and paper?
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
Sure.
And get, no, Randy, it's not going to do any good now. Did you ever receive a toolbox?
No, hell no.
He never received a toolbox.
Okay,
either.
So that lets me know that he did not read over the term because it clearly states that that is your entry into the sweepstake. And if selected, then they'll notify you to have the toolbox mailed out. He did not order a toolbox. He enrolled into a sweepstake offer.
Go ahead and, you know what, Felicia? Go ahead and give me your deletion confirmation number, and I'm going to tell my bank that you offered to refund me 50% of the $56.95. But that's as far as you could go. And I'm
I'm going to give you the full refund, but we'll dispute it back on our end. So we'll provide documentation with the IP address where the order came through and a copy of those terms attached. And once declined by your bank, then you will see that charge back on your statement again. So I will do a one-time 50% courtesy, and then we'll dispute that on our end. Your confirmation number is C as in Charlie, 262-464. 316.
Okay, and your name is Felicia?
That is correct.
Do I need an employee number or anything?
You do not.
So that I can. Okay. All right, so I've got C262464316. And I'm
is
sorry
there...
that we're going through this, but my husband is, you know, elderly.
Well, you have to make sure that your husband is reading over his terms before he places an online order, because otherwise
you will be seeing charges, and
the disputes are not going to be honored because we have a copy of our terms, and that's a legal and binding contract. So that is stated to him when he placed that order, but it looks like he did not read the terms because
You can't even tell me the name of your company, Felicia.
It's Discount Gadgets, ma'am.
What's the name of the company?
Discount Gadgets.
What is the name?
Discount Gadgets.
Discount Gadgets.
Yes, he completed a survey that could have been with Costco, Walmart, Lowe's, Home Depot. Whoever he did that survey with, he did not read over the term because it clearly states that you are signing up for an entry into the sweepstake offer. He was not ordering a toolbox.
Okay.
Exactly what it said.
Okay. Again, ma'am, make sure that your husband is reading over his terms all the way through before he places an online order. Is there anything else that I can do for you guys?
No, that's it. I understand your position, and I think you understand ours, so we're just going to have to go our separate ways and dispute it in different ways.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Enjoy your night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.